Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey on this Good Friday. And contrary to my normal custom, I am going to speak about the readings for Good Friday. I don't want to do Easter Sunday on Good Friday. So I'm going to speak about the readings for Good Friday. And then on Monday, I will do Easter Sunday. So just so you're prepared for that. The opening prayer for today, for this Good Friday, says this: O God, who by the passion of Christ your Son, our Lord, abolished the death inherited from ancient sin by every succeeding generation, grant that, just as being conformed to him, we have borne by the law of nature the image of the man of earth, so by the sanctification of grace, we may bear the image of the man of heaven. Brothers and sisters, it's a very powerful prayer. We have sought in our lives, or are seeking, I hope, I pray in our lives, of being conformed to him. But we, by the law of nature, carry the image of the man of earth. But by the sanctification of grace, by the grace that flows to us from his death on the cross, we may bear the image of the man of heaven. Think about that. God transforms us when we fully give ourselves to him. We're more and more like him. That's what will change the world. The reading for today that you will hear in the Liturgy of the Word is from Isaiah chapter 52:13 to 53:12. 52:13 to 53:12. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed at him, so marred was his look beyond human semblance, and his appearance beyond that of the sons of men. So shall he startle many nations. Because of him, kings shall stand speechless, for those who have not been told shall see, and those who have not heard shall ponder it. Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, nor appearance that would attract us to him. He was spurned, he was avoided by people, he was a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom people hide their faces, spurned, and we held him in no esteem. Brothers and sisters, we've done that. Repent. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Brothers and sisters, Jesus took our sin on himself and suffered incredibly and died a horrendous death for you and for me. Please let that sink in. Someone loved you enough to die for you. Should there not be a response from your heart? Not just thanks God, but a change of life to honor him. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, he was taken away, and who would have thought any more of his destiny? When he was cut off from the land of the living and stricken for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked, and a burial place with evildoers, though he had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood. But the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity, because Jesus said yes. because Jesus said yes, you and I and millions of others will be saved for all eternity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great. He shall divide the spoils with the mighty, because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. He died for your sins. He won pardon for your offenses. Brothers and sisters, we should love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and express our gratitude to him every day. And yet, how often do we receive the Eucharist? How often do we drink of his blood? When it's offered to us, we say, too busy. Brothers and sisters, this is his flesh and blood for you. Psalm 31, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Let that prayer become yours. Into your hands I commend my spirit. And the gospel reading, which is a long one, is this. This is the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. And I'm only going to be able to read a portion to you, but I want to do that. Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. Judas, his betrayer, also knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas got a band of soldiers and guards from the chief priests and the Pharisees, and he went there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, knowing everything that was going to happen to him, went out and said to them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." And he said to them, "I am." And Judas, his betrayer, was also with them. And when he said to them, "I am," they turned away and fell to the ground. The power of God put them up flat on their faces. So he again asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." And Jesus answered, "I told you that I am." He is the fullness of life. He is the fullness of life. I am. So if you are looking for me, let these men go. This was to fulfill what he had said, "I have not lost any of those you gave me." And then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. And Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father gave me?" See, the disciples don't get it yet. I understand. It would be very hard to grasp. He wanted to protect his master, but Jesus said no. So the band of soldiers, the tribune, and the Jewish guard seized Jesus, bound him, brought him to Annas first. He was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had counseled the Jews that it was better that one man should die rather than the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Now the other disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered the courtyard of the high priest with Jesus. But Peter stood at the gate outside. So the other disciple, the acquaintance of the high priest, went out and spoke to the gatekeeper and brought Peter in. And then the maid who was the gatekeeper said to Peter, "You're not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the guards were standing around a charcoal fire that they had made because it was cold and were warming themselves. Peter was also standing there keeping warm. And the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, "I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in a synagogue or in the temple area. Why ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." And one of the temple guards standing there struck Jesus and said, "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike at me?" And then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing there, keeping warm. Do you see this? Do you hear it, brothers and sisters? One of the closest of Jesus' disciples. Yet we could all be in this position. And they said to Peter, "You're not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it, and he said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" And again Peter denied it, and immediately the cock crowed. "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And then they brought Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. It was morning, so all night long he's endured this. And Pilate came out to the crowd and said, "What charge do you bring against this man?" And they answered and said to him, "If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." At this, Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves, judge him according to your law." And the Jews answered him, "We don't have the right to execute anyone." Jews wanted to kill him in order that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled that he said, indicating the kind of death he would die. So Pilate went back into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own or have others told you about me?" And Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." And so Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say, I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate said to him, "What is truth? Who is Jesus?" "The truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus says, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Do you belong to the truth? Do you listen to the voice of God? Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" My goodness, brothers and sisters, when you read this, and please read it all, you may pray it through at the Good Friday services, please do that, but also please take time to read this whole gospel yourself. Read it out loud. And when the questions are asked, when Jesus asks questions, let those questions come to you. You answer those questions. It will give you a good check on where you really are. Oh, yes, I'm a Catholic. Yes, I follow the Lord. But am I solely committed to the truth? Am I committed to the one who is truth? Am I truly a disciple? May God be blessed as you respond to his grace. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.